before air or light or spinning spheres, before laughter, shouting, joy or tears, before everything we've ever touched or held or stroked or tried to reach or thought to say or tried to teach, before oceans and creatures and soaring heights, before depths and mysteries and first wing flights, before anything that we now see and love or long for or want to be, before all the dreaming and inventions, before all the scheming and conventions, before all the cultures and the nations, before all life's great and strange sensations, before everything we've seen and done, he was and is to come. Before the thought of you were here, before the first and great idea, before all empires grand with glory, before the first line of any story, before the rising of our sun and setting when its work is done, before the ancient works were started, before the sea and land was parted, before the buzzing of the creatures, before the points the compass reaches, before the skies were filled with waters, before the joy of sons and daughters, before the kisses of true lovers, before the nurture of good mothers, before all these were ever done, he was and is to come. Before all things, this one and three, with heart of love and will so free, with sovereign power and tender passion, stood alone and wisely fashioned earth's foundation in perfection. Mighty wisdom, keen selection, perfect words, perfectly spoken. He smashed it as the dawn was broken. Birds and beasts and swimming creatures, valleys, forests, stunning features. Creation started. It was done. He was and is to come. Before your first and gasping breath, your tiny little life and death, your triumphs and your dearest treasures, your coziest and nearest pleasures, your failings and your awkward stumblings, your mighty speeches and shameful mumblings, your choices made in foolish error, the moments of your purest terror, the things in life that mean so much, those things that seem so dear to touch, the things that mean so much, I said, so much to you in heart and head, before your tiny life and death, this time of yours, this wispy breath, all of your years and what they sum, he was and is to come. Pause. It's time for deep reflection. Before the night of your conception, when seed and egg combined to make you, when bodies entwined did create you, whether it was love or lust, violence or tender trust, whether it was kind and caring or innocence destroyed, not fair in any way, you were conceived. The eyes of him who always sees, the heart of him who always knows, the love of him that always flows, the plan of him who has all sight, the life of him who's always right, the stamp of him who has all glory was pressed on you so that your story could be written with pure gold, could be brought in from the cold. This and this was surely done by him who was and is to come. He towers over his creation. He laughs at all the strength of nations. He fills my heart with fascination, leads our lives to celebration. He has a special eye for weak ones, has a tender touch for meek ones, faces down the proud and high, listens for the desperate cry, keeps his promises forever, does not leave in stormy weather. No one else comes close to this. He's better than your greatest wish. All these things and more he's done, who was and is to come. And if it couldn't get much stranger, he comes to us inside a manger. Get your head around that moment. It's more than just a bizarre omen. It was planned to help us see that his ways and ours, they don't agree. Things we think are so darn great, things that make us shout or quake. He looks on just unimpressed. He looks on with disinterest. Shepherds were the first to know. Shepherds, people thought of low. He came to low and humble folk. Angels, glory, songs, no joke. This is the way of the Holy One who was and is to come. He's the King of hearts, the brokenhearted, the man of sorrows who won't be parted from his church, the bride he treasures, from whom his heart enjoys such pleasures. She was who he had his eye on when willing for the cross to die on. She was burning in his heart as nails and whips tore him apart. She was the goal he was pursuing as he embraced near total ruin. For her, he fully poured his life out. For her, he wept and bled and cried out. And as we stand and look on stunned, he was and is to come. And as the darkened skies were looming, and as the jostling crowds found room in front of this forsaken God-man, to many no more than an odd man, but as they stood before the cross, as they stood before such loss, as they stood and looked and wondered, some concluded, he's just blundered. Others, busy self-defending, cried out, why can't yourself be mending? One thief mocked and held abuse at. The other said, hey, what's the use at pulling down this righteous figure? He deserved this. He's much bigger. Royalty is what I'm seeing. He's more than just a human being. We deserve this. He is pure. I am filthy. He's the cure. Jesus, please remember me when your kingdom you receive. Jesus, Jesus, don't forget me. Jesus, Jesus, please don't let me slip away into the darkness. Don't let the last word be my hardness. Remember me, majestic one. Remember me, O God's great son. Jesus turned and looked with pity on this sight that wasn't pretty. On this man with nought to offer, who previously had been a scoffer. Today, my friend, we'll be in glory. When all this madness quietens down, I'm writing you into the story. They'll hear of you from town to town. From this point on, you are a son, said he who was and is to come. And as the crowds were looking on, there at the edge she stood, his mum. This blessed lady now caught up in mighty things, there was no stopping. But Jesus hanging saw her face, his mother's face, his mother's face, drawn and agonized with pain. Without him, how would she live again? He called to John, you see my mother? Right now she needs her son, my brother. Right now she needs to be adopted, and you're the guy, for you I've opted. Please now treat her like your mum. And mum, see John, he's now your son. Between you both, you can find strength. The road ahead, it's quite a length. If I know you've got each other, yeah, help me, even as I suffer. This is how he rolls, God's son, who was and is to come. And as the sky was dark with blackness, and as his body hung in slackness, the temple curtain starts to rip, the darkness kingdom starts to flip. The ancient serpent feels the bruising on his head by Jesus wounding. The demon powers start their wailing in disbelief that Jesus nailing to the cross is their undoing. They knew that something big was brewing, but not as big as this to pay the debt that makes a brand new way for every tribe and tongue to walk through, every old and young to dance through, every boy and girl to sing through, every dirty one be cleansed through. As Jesus lifted up a cry, as he allowed himself to die, he cried out, my job is done. Here, my father, comes your son. The spirit realm was filled with blood red. The soldiers standing by the cross said, surely this was God's own son who was and is to come. Now, what came next was very quiet. You didn't know, you just passed by it. Jesus laid behind a rock. Disappointment fit to drop, tired, exhausted, those who'd followed hopes and dreams turned out so hollow. What could there be now for them? But bitter memories end to end. Nostalgia, maybe, nothing more. Underlining just how poor they were without him gone, their master. May life fly away just faster. There's nothing now worth living for. In his eyes they'd seen much more. The more their souls they knew were made for, the more their deepest depths they craved for. In his eyes they'd seen it there. In his eyes they'd dreamed and dared. But behind the silent stone, something else was going on. Ever tried stopping life from living or telling grace? Oi, you stop giving or keeping love away from kissing or stopping parted lovers missing? If these things just cannot be done, how could death keep the King, the Son, the Word of Life from walking freely from its grasp? This thing was easy. Up we get. That's it. Job done. He was and is to come. Now, after 40 days of visits, of causing folks to think, is it? After proving beyond doubt, yes, it is. You're free to shout and sing and dance. It's really me. Yes, dance and sing. You are now set free to tell the world your Saviour's living. The cross, it really was me giving hope and life to all who trust truth and peace. Yes, these things must be shouted out in every nation. The glad tidings of salvation. After these great 40 days, there came the moment to part ways, but not before he made the vow. I'm with you here and with you now, but also with you when I go, also with you tomorrow and the next day. And after that, this is true, this is fact. I'm with you till this is done. He who was and is to come. So comfort, comfort one and all. Comfort to the great and small. Comfort from the King of Glory. Comfort in your messy story. Comfort from the Rock of Ages. Comfort when the battle rages. Comfort from the Lord of Wonder. Comfort from his voice of thunder. Comfort from the songs of angels. Comfort in the trials and dangers. Comfort from the only one who was and is to come. And healing in your wounds and failings. Healing in your cries and wailings. Healing in your silent musings. Healing for your foolish choosings. Healing by the Lord your healer. Healing from all the wicked stealer has tried to rub into your pain and tried to make you live again and tried to kill you by repeating lies on lies on lies, so eating you up from the inside, killing all your hope of ever feeling his forgiveness and his lightness, his redemption and his brightness. Well, healing now to you, my friend. Healing from the King who'll send all the power you'll ever need, all the love so you can feed on all the good stuff from his throne. You're welcomed in, you're welcomed home. Healing flows from God's good Son who was and is to come. And as we ponder what will happen tomorrow and then through the years, we realize there is no map and there's so much both far and near, so much over the horizon, so much that we just don't know, so much we can't get our eyes on, so much that our minds could blow. But there is one thing we can settle, one thing we can know for sure. He's above it. He is with us. We can trust him. He is more than we imagine. He is more than we could dream. He is more than we could hope, this fountain, river, rushing stream. He will come again in power. He will raise us from the dead. Every eye will see his splendor. Faithful are these words he said, so we can rest our weight upon them. We can give our lives for this. We can daily offer up the pain, the mess, the joy, the bliss, because we're the ones been found by Jesus. We've been chosen by the Son. Yes, we are in awe of him who was and is to come.